To NURFM 103.7, time to have a look at what is happening in the world of health and sciences with Professor Claire Collins. Good morning, Claire. This week, before we start, I've got a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Very important. We've been talking about beetroot, not on the burger, but as a replacement for the meat. So beetroot patties, yes or no? Is this something you'd be prepared to try?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would be prepared to try, but if you're going to switch to beetroot patties, then just keep an eye on the colour of your wee.
Is that right?
Yeah, because betalain, it's a chemical that gives beetroot its red colour. It actually comes through in your urine. And now that we're talking about urine, we may as well talk about ketogenic diets.
We should. So the ketogenic diet, can you take us through firstly what it actually is made up of?
Yeah, well, ketogenic diets, they became really popular in the 1920s when somebody noticed that for people with epilepsy, if they were fasting or they were sick and not eating, they seemed to get a reduction in seizures. And it was at that stage that scientists went, oh, that's really weird. I wonder what that is, because your body's in metabolizing fat. So when you don't metabolize carbohydrate, and carbohydrate is like petrol in a car, it's the main source of your blood glucose. When that runs out, you have to burn fat. So it's a little bit like trying to burn oil in a car. When you do that, you produce these chemicals called ketones. And ketones are very important because they can cross the blood-brain barrier, and your brain, during starvation or fasting, can use them for fuel. And these ketones have a localized effect and are able to reduce seizures in some people. So basically a ketogenic diet, which means no carbohydrates because they contribute to your blood glucose, very high in fat, to try and channel your body to produce ketones, so are actually effective in some people.
So is this something that, if you're looking to go down this road, it's something that would be a complete lifestyle change permanently?
Well, when I was a paediatric dietitian, we used to, they're reserved for what's called intractable epilepsy. So about one third of the 65 million people in the world with epilepsy is not controlled. And so they're a last resort because the diets are really, really high in fat. It's very hard for parents trying to implement that in a child, because you've got to weigh and measure all of the food, restrict them from even things like pieces of fruit or what they might be eating at daycare.
Tough.
It's really tough. So a ketogenic diet is a medical nutrition therapy diet. It's about 90% fat, down around 10% carbohydrate. And at the moment, most Australians have closer to 50% carbohydrate and around 30, 35% fat. So it means that, you know, for breakfast, you might eat an omelette that's made with lots of egg and cheese and it's only got the teeniest little bit of spinach in it and maybe one mushroom. And then for snacks, you eat cream cheese and celery sticks. And, you know, again, lunch, you can have, a big piece of chicken and pesto, but basically not much else. But they're not nutritionally adequate because you don't have any.
I wouldn't have thought so, but it sounds very tasty, I've got to say.
Yes, for about two meals.
Yeah.
And once you produce these ketones, they come through in your urine, hence the link to what we're talking about before, but they also come through in your breath. One of the ketone bodies is called acetone, and it can cross the lung barrier. So someone who's on a ketogenic diet smells like nail polish, and the ketones come out in their wee. But what's interesting is they've become popular, and people are doing it themselves, but they shouldn't, because you don't get enough carbohydrate for other purposes, you don't get enough vitamins and minerals, and you have to take a whole range of supplements and be very, very closely monitored. And they can be dangerous for people with, especially with diabetes. But
I was just going to say, so make sure that if you've got an idea that you might be needing this, obviously seek professional help to get it right.
They've got to be medically supervised, and you need very careful instruction. So it's a good idea generally to cut down on junk food carbohydrates, but not following a 90% fat diet. The other area why it's worth knowing about them, because they are popular out there on the internet, is cancer cells need a constant supply of glucose, and cancer cells can't metabolize ketones. So there's this growing body of research saying, could we try and starve cancer cells and then hammer them with chemotherapy and radiotherapy while they're not being fed? So some research has been done in animals, and we're just starting to see some trials underway for safety in cancer, especially brain cancer. So it's watch this space for the science around cancers, but it's not do it yourself, especially again in cancer, because if you become malnourished and can't complete your regular treatment, then you actually do worse.
You'll be behind. But I guess the idea behind that is, hey, well, if this works, you're kind of kicking the cancer cell while it's down.
Absolutely. It's really important research. We've got a grant in this area. We're trying to do more on it. But ketogenic diets, they're medical diets. Yes, cut down general carbohydrates, but junk food carbohydrates, but don't cut out your healthy carbs like bread, cereals, fruit and veg.
So just before you went off to the doctor with the idea, epilepsy, cancer, any other space where you might be, this might be helpful for you?
Well, they are tending to be used in weight loss and a range of other conditions, but for weight loss, again, cutting down the junk food carbohydrates is great, but you do not need to follow a ketogenic diet. If you are wanting to follow one, it needs to be done under medical nutrition therapy, under medical and dietetic supervision. But watch this space. I've got a couple of articles coming out and I'll send you the link for your website.
We will certainly watch those with some interest. It does sound very interesting though. And 90% fat, that's pretty much my entire genetic makeup anyway. But thank you for joining us
okay,
a little bit
a
this
pleasure.
Morning. As always, we love having you on, Claire Collins, on 2NURFM 103.7.